Sergeant and Mrs. Smith, you're going to love this house.
Is that a tub in the kitchen?
There's no field manual for finding the right home. But when you do, USAA Homeowners Insurance can help protect it the right way. Restrictions apply.
This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
Dead in Hip Hop Classic Week, Nas. It was written. Look, we've done multiple Nas projects. No bio here. If you want to know, he's from Queensbridge, New York. You're welcome. Ken, this is my favorite Nas project. Definitely, I think, and anybody that listens to hip hop would say this is top two, top three Nas projects. Some might say number one, like myself. Illmatic, super dope. But this one, I don't know, man. I connect a little bit more to. Especially Street Dreams. That's where I'm going to start. Bro, that reminds me of my pops so much. You know what I'm saying? Cuban immigrant coming to America. And, you know what I'm saying? Like, he was in a drug game. You know what I'm saying? So, I don't know. Like, that track and a lot of early 90s hip-hop music that depicts that, it's kind of like it gives me a glimpse outside looking into like how my dad was rolling. You know, because I have my perspective because I was obviously living that life. Mm-hmm. But to hear Street Dreams, that's super dope. That's another classic joint. And then I gave you Power. Nas gets a lot of credit, but sometimes I don't know if people mention him when we talk about best storytellers. I know I do, and people need to, because when you listen to I Gave You Power, that is the epitome of storytelling and then the perspective. You know what I'm saying? I think that that's very important. Because there are similar stories all throughout hip hop, especially early 90s New York hip hop, but the perspective from the gun, holy shit, that's something different. Can't even to this day, I don't think that there's another song like it.
Organized. Damn it, who are they? Organized Confusion. They have one on their album, which is just it might be doper, but it's just as good. You should check that one out. But yeah, they got one too. That shit is nice. So yeah. So there's another one out there, if for those of you listening, if you haven't heard it, but yeah, you know, it's interesting. Always going back because I actually listened to the expanded edition. Mm-hmm. All they did was add Silent Murder on here and did a bonus verse on Street Dreams, but yeah, I've always enjoyed this one. I think at the time I played this one, you know, a lot. I was in college and shit like that. I love the way it opened with the message. You know, of course I gave you power, watch them niggas. Mm-hmm. Nas is coming. You know, you can't not mention affirmative action.
Yes,
you know, live nigga rap, all those joints, man. I thought this, you know, it's interesting like how this over time has like gained in like popularity in his discography. Cause it sort of threw people off. You know, coming off of Illmatic a little bit.
Why is that? Because obviously I
the Lauryn Hill track.
So this one threw people off because of...
It was a little bit more mainstream, a little bit more commercial.
Mm.
Yeah, yeah. So, but I think over time people have come to appreciate it. You're
saying this one was more commercial? The Illmatic, or Illmatic was more commercial?
This one.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, you got If I Rule the World, you know, we're, you know... So yeah, you got it kind of Street Dreams.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think he started working with Trap Masters. I think they were producing a lot of joints on here. So yeah, but people adjust it, and I think over time people come to appreciate it a lot more.
Yeah.
Than they did, you know, back in the day. I always enjoyed it. It didn't throw me off that much, but I understood where people were coming from. But to be honest, I didn't really have that many people to talk about this type of hip-hop with.
Back then, yeah.
So, yeah, so most of the stuff would just, you know, just come over time, or just, you know.
Yeah, and I agree. This is definitely more accessible, but I don't feel like he strayed far from the roots of what made Nas dope either. You know what I'm saying? Did he play the game? Did he go to the Biggie formula? Yes. But in the way that he did it, it didn't feel like a sellout. It didn't feel like he was reaching. Well, that happened, you know, later.
He got this black. Well, he took later. That and he doubled down on it.
Yes.
But yeah, you still got the Black Girl Law song with JoJo Haley and stuff like that. Which, so yeah, I mean, there were some criticisms of his attempt to copy the Biggie formula or get on the radio. I mean, it worked. You know, yeah. He got on more mainstream radio. But but the setup was dope. Mm-hmm. Yeah, with Havoc, Live Nigga Rap. Yeah, this thing got some gems on it, man. I've always I don't know where I would rank it. Especially now that he's put out a lot of other stuff, because I still think Untitled is fucking dope as hell.
It's up there. The latest one with Hit-Boy, the red cover. Damn, I can't remember the damn name.
King's Disease.
King's Disease.
See, look at it. You don't like it that much.
But it can't. You know, all right. We're gonna go to the album.
We should probably rank his albums. I think that'll be a dope video. I know we did it for Jay-Z, at least for the website, but yeah. I don't know. That probably would be pretty cool if we did that.
Yeah, I think, how many total albums he got? He got a shit ton of albums now.
Yeah, he has a lot, but yeah. That beat on Taken in Blood, though, that shit is fucking nuts, bro. I love that shit. Doom, doom, doom. Yeah, that shit was nice. But dope ass album.
So the extended version is 14 songs, 59 minutes. Ken, what were some of your favorites on here?
I gave you Power, Taking in Blood, Affirmative Action, The Setup, and Live Nigga Rap. I'll stop there.
All right, so for me, give me Street Dreams. I gave you Power, Affirmative Action.
Shootouts is dope as fuck, too.
It is. And then give me If I Rule the World. Yeah. No, it's a damn good album, man. Damn good album. Look, guys, you already know Classic Week is here. We got the whole week. We're gonna finish it up strong. We promise you. Also stay on the lookout for Atlanta Week and stay on the lookout for Young Dolph Week, RIP.
Yeah, we're taking recommendations for Atlanta Week. I think we got some, so we're close to having a full week already planned out. There we go. But yeah.
Look, you guys already know fourth quarter. Literally the end of the year. We are the lights. Let that shit sink in. We out. Catch you tomorrow. Peace.
Peace.